Brachas Perik Hey Mishnah Beis. Maskin Gvuras Geshamim B'Tchias HaMesim. So we mention Mashiv Rochum Arda Geshem in the Brach of Machai Mesim. V'Sholim HaGeshamim B'Birchas HaShanim. And we ask for rain, which is the same Talamotel of Racha, B'Birchas HaShanim in Baruch Aleinu. V'Havdala B'Chonin Hadas. And we say Atachon Antanu Havdala in the Bracha of Chonin Hadas. And the reason that that's there is that the Yerushalmi says, M'Ein Das Havdala Minayin. That the whole Indian of Das, like a little child, the das is to know between one thing and the other. So that, since that happens, since havdalah happens in das, havdalah, a person can only be mavdal if he has das, so therefore the bracha, the bakash of havdalah, the bracha, the mentioning of havdalah, is in chonin hadas. Rabbi Kiva says, Omer bracha revis b'fnei atzer. Rabbi Kiva said that atachon antonu, it's not put in chonin hadas. Rather, it was a bracha right before chonin hadas, I'm sorry. It was right after Ata Kadosh, and there would be a bracha there for Baruch Ata Hashem, Hamavdil Bein Kodosh L'chol. And the Gemara asks, how is according to Rabbi Kiva able to add another bracha to Shemona Esrei's. But anyway, we have the last sheet, is Rabbi Eliezer Omer B'Hoda. Rabbi Eliezer says that Havdalah is said by Hoda. So one quick point here is, we understand maybe Rabbi Eliezer, because when a person is talking about and saying the difference between right and wrong, and he's talking about Havdalah, so we understand, according to Eliezer, that it's Hodah. We're thanking Hashem for giving us the ability to discern between good and bad and right and wrong. But the question is that for the Chachamim, why is Havdalah in the parts of Shemona Esrei that's a tefillah, that's asking for something? Because really, by the fact that we're even mentioning good and bad, right and wrong, that itself shows that we have this Havdalah. We have enough das for Havdalah. So why what are we exactly asking for? So the answer is obviously very simple, just the words themselves, is that in the nusach of what we ask for, it's not just mentioning the difference between Shabbos and weekday and between, you know, mitzvahs and averus and good and bad and all that. It's actually a tefillah that it should carry out during the week, that we shouldn't do averus, that Hashem should protect us from averus. So I'm not sure the girsa, the way Rabbi Eliezer would learn, I'm not sure if Rabbi Eliezer would even discuss this point of not doing the averus. But our barkasha is that we have enough das, so it's a higher level of das, because das doesn't just mean knowing between right and wrong and discerning. Das doesn't just mean discerning. Das, the Sfarim say that the higher level of Das is when you take something in the Machshava and you connect it to the beginning of your actions. Das is something that connects. As the Torah says, Va'odom Yoda es Chava Ishto, that Adam knew his wife Chava. And what we're davening for by Havdalah, yes, we demonstrate knowing the difference between all these things, but Havdalah, we're davening for the deeper level of Das. We're davening for the Das to actually carry it out, to connect what we know to what we do, which is very apropos for this time of year by Chanukah, at least when I'm recording it now, is that by Chanukah, the whole inyan of Yavon was disconnect, was Ein li chelek b'lokei Yisrael, that our actions and HaKadosh Baruch Hu have nothing to do with each other. Like they say, Aristotle used to say, I'm only Aristotle from the neck up, from the waist up, or whatever. But that's the whole inyan of Yavan, and the whole difference between us and Yavan. And our tefillah is that we should have strong das for the whole week.